In this slideshow, we indicate how one finds the series solution to an ordinary differential equation near an ordinary point, or a regular point, as it is also called. Consider the equation in 1. We want to find the series solution, and we want to find the first 5 non-zero terms of this solution. Since x equals 0 is an ordinary or regular point, we know that the solution has the form y equals the summation from n equals 0 to infinity of a sub n x to the n as given in 2. We calculate y prime and y double prime. Notice that when we calculate y prime, the n comes down in front of the x to the n minus 1. Therefore, if we were to put n equals 0 in this expression, we would get 0 for the first term. Thus, we begin the series at 1. Similarly, for y double prime, we get an n times n minus 1 so that this series begins at n equal 2. We now substitute into the differential equation and get the expression 3. From the first series, the one that starts at 2, we put n equal to 2 and take off the term a2 times 2 so that the series begins with n equal 3. From the third series in equation 3, we put n equals 0 and get minus 4a0, separate that, and therefore the last series in 3 can be rewritten as minus the summation from n equals 1 to infinity, 4a sub n x to the n, where the minus 4a0 is all the way on the left. We now shift so that all of the series begin with n equal 1. This requires replacing n in the first series on the previous slide by n minus 2, and hence n begins from 1 to infinity, and the exponent x to the n minus 2 becomes x to the n. So we have shifted the first sum in the equation in the slide above. We may now combine them since everything begins at n equal 1, and we get the expression in 4. Now, since the power series equals 0, that means that the coefficient of each power of x has to equal 0. Therefore, writing this out, we get 5 for the coefficients of x to the 0, and we get 6 for the coefficient of x to the n. We solve 6 for a sub n plus 2 and get the expression in 7 for n greater than or equal to 1. Notice that in 7, when n equals 1, we get that a sub 3 equals 0. Then we see that a2 equals 2a0. We see that a3 is 0, as we mentioned. We may substitute for a4 in our recurrence relationship, and we get minus 4 over 12a2, which is minus 1 third a2, which is equal to minus 2 thirds a0. A5 is in terms of A3, so it equals 0. A6 may be written in terms of A4, and then in terms of A0, 0. We now substitute what we have gotten for A0, A1, A2, etc., into the expression Y equals the summation from N equals 0 to infinity of A sub N X to the N, and we get, finally, the solution that you see at the bottom of the slide.